This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Friday the Justice Department is preparing to release a redacted version of the special counsel's confidential report on the Russia investigation soon. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Attorney General William Barr plans to deliver to Congress a version of special counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Gerald Nadler on Friday. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee. In his letter, the Attorney General says he wants the public to be able to read Mueller's findings. Barr says the Mueller report is nearly 400 pages long. Mueller submitted his confidential report to Barr on Friday, March 22nd. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump said Friday he'll close the southern U.S. border next week if Mexico does not stop illegal immigration, especially the Central American migrants who are making their way through the country.
They can stop them, but they chose not to. Now they're going to stop them. And if they don't stop them, we're closing the border. They'll close it, and we'll keep it closed for a long time. I'm not playing games.
When questioned by reporters in Florida, Mr. Trump said it could mean all trade with Mexico. He has previously threatened to close the border, including at a rally in Michigan Thursday night, but this time he gave a timetable. The White House says American and Chinese trade negotiators made progress during candid and constructive discussions in Beijing on Friday, and they will continue talks in Washington next week. The two sides are working to strike a deal to lift tariffs affecting $250 billion of Chinese imports to the U.S. and about $110 billion of American exports to China. This comes amid a report by the Bureau of Economic Analysis that the U.S. trade deficit with China again rose in 2018. This is VOA News. British lawmakers rejected the government's Brexit deal for a third time Friday, leaving the UK facing the prospect of a chaotic departure from the European Union in just 2 weeks, with political leaders in turmoil and the country ill-prepared. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has details.
No's have it. Unlock.
This House has rejected no deal. It has rejected no Brexit. On Wednesday, it rejected all the variations of the deal on the table. And today, it has rejected approving the withdrawal agreement alone.
Now, the British Prime Minister's position hangs in the balance. She'd promised to quit if the deal was passed. Now, many, even in her own party, are saying her time is up anyway. This is an emotive day for Brexiteers. The day Britain was supposed to leave the European Union. Crowds descended on Parliament, some of them at the end of a Brexit betrayal protest march across England to push their message that Britain must get out, regardless of party politics.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Aid agencies in central Mozambique are recovering more bodies in the aftermath of Cyclone Idai. Mozambique says 138 cholera cases have been detected in the city of Beira. VOA's Mohamed Youssef reports.
Aid agencies in the port city are scaling up their operations to feed the hungry and treat the sick. But aid agencies are also finding more bodies, says Mozambique's Land and Environment Minister, Celso Correa.
In terms of a number of loss of lives, we have increased to 493. This is because we're getting information from the villages that we didn't know before. Our main concern now is make sure that we avoid an outbreak of cholera. So we will be vaccinating 800,000 people.
More than 130 cases of cholera have been reported in Beira so far. Meanwhile, areas of Mozambique's cyclone ravaged coast remain cut off by flooding that left many homeless.
That's VOA's Mohamed Youssef reporting. Algerians took to the streets by the millions for the sixth straight Friday, trying to push their ailing president from power and bring down an entire political system seen as corrupt and out of touch. A crowd broke through a blockaded street leading to the presidential palace. Otherwise, the protests have been peaceful. For the first time, all three state TV channels showed the protests live since the marches started in February. It also reflected the changing balance of power as President Abdelaziz Bouteflika loses key supporters. Pope Francis issued sweeping new sex abuse legislation for the Vatican Friday. It requires the immediate reporting of allegations to Vatican prosecutors. Look for the latest on VOAnews.com and in the VOA News app. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.